Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Someone's fraudulently been using my credit card with these businesses. And I live on fixed income and I can't afford this stuff, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I was not able to understand anything that you said. May you please repeat it?
Okay. Someone has been fraudulently using my credit card with these businesses. I haven't used this credit card on any of this stuff this man was explaining to me. And it's $137 worth of stuff. And I don't have a fitness hero or an ice maker or a membership or none of this stuff.
Okay. I'll be happy to look over the account with you. May you verify your first and last name?
My name is Janie Bales.
Your email, may you verify your full shipping address?
It is 7665 Highway 135 North, Paragould, Arkansas, 72450.
Yes, ma'am. That is the shipping address we do have on file. Now, I will explain everything again, and we can go over everything again. So, on September the 2nd, I'm showing here you paid $5.74 with your MasterCard ending in 7413.
No, I didn't.
Yes, ma'am. So if you're stating that you or nobody in your household placed this original purchase of the $5.74 for our ice maker entry?
No, ma'am, we don't have an ice maker or anything.
No, ma'am, it's only a sweepstakes for it. So if you are still claiming fraud, I'll be happy to still. We can file this fraud claim, and I can be happy to turn everything over to the proper authorities, make sure the account is canceled out, and also they can search, they can use your IP address on which the account originally was taking place, because we do take credit card fraud very seriously. It is a federal offense. So if you're saying that somehow somebody did take your information, your MasterCard ending in 7413, and also they did have your appropriate address that you did just verify, then yes, ma'am, we have to turn it over for a federal investigation because it is a federal offense as of now.
And there was another one made in November and one made in December.
Yes, ma'am. So if you're stating that you are nobody in your household, place the original charge. Then yes, ma'am,
no,
I'll be happy to.
No, there's people that live here, and I'm the only one that's here most of the time. The other girl that lives here is hardly ever here.
Well, yes, ma'am. So I'd be happy to process your fraud claim. Again, I'll make sure we get everything canceled out. And I'd be happy to refund, and also I'd be happy to submit the request to the proper authorities because we will have to prosecute at the fullest extent. And they can also search with the IP address, the exact pinpoint location. They can, and also device, whether used from a smartphone, tablet, computer, they can pinpoint all of the exact location of when the first original charge took place.
That's
so
fine.
Yes, ma'am.
This happened just a couple of months ago with some kind of T-shirt company, and this happens all the time to me. I can't afford it.
But yes, ma'am, this is a fraud case, and we'll be happy to go on ahead and prosecute anybody that has successfully, did a credit card fraud. It is a federal offense.
Please do. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Making sure the account is canceled out properly.
I don't even know what's going on. This is just too much for me. I knew money wasn't coming up right, but I didn't know what was happening, but I fixed my Direct Express website just a little bit ago, and it showed these things. But it only went back to November, so I didn't know about September and October till the guy I was talking to before you told me.
One moment, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay, don't.
I'm just going to refresh everything, and also, did you get the cancellation number?
Did I get a cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
Okay, one moment. And also, the refund was successful. It does take 3 to 5 business days for them to fully reflect back on the account.
Okay.
Okay. One moment, you're still.
Are you talking to yourself?
No, ma'am. Just at one moment.
Okay.
I just had to refresh everything and make sure everything was successfully notated on each and every charge. So
okay.
That's the only reason why it's taking a little long.
That's fine.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So again, everything was successfully refunded back over to you. Now, again, that does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect the account, but it has been successfully refunded, and also the account is canceled. The confirmation number is, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-027-157-154.
Okay. I got it wrote down. Thank you so much for helping me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.